Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us live worldwide on Close Up Radio, everybody. This is your host, Jim Masters, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. And we're going to call out now to our guest. We have a guest that's joining us from beautiful Denver, Colorado, and her name is Linda Wilson of Loving Life's Journey. Linda is a highly sought-after keynote speaker, coach, influence, Cialdini certified professional, and owner of Loving Life's Journey. And through her role as a coach, Linda helps empower each one of us to live fully so we can achieve our personal best and become better versions of ourselves. Clients all over the world are benefiting from Linda's informative webinars and her Peak Performance Mastermind program, where she chats openly, advising one to build more confidence and passionately live our life's purpose. Linda works with scientifically proven principles of ethical influence that help us grow both mentally and physically so we can achieve our desires and dreams. With her non-judgmental personality, Linda offers a journey to wholeness, which is really a beautiful thing. She also candidly opens up about her own life struggles and healing journey, like her battle with depression, the time she underwent three open heart surgeries, and finally the devastating loss of her brother, husband, sister-in-law, father, and father-in-law within the span of 4 years, folks. Any one of those could knock any of us on our feet, but to have that kind of situation happen, and the fact that she is, she found it within herself to be resilient and want to share her journey with others at a time when a lot of people pull in, pull the shades down, and they don't have the resilience or the wherewithal to share anything. They're stuck, frozen in time after something like that. Well, even though her grief was profound, she eventually decided she didn't want to doom herself to a life of despair. And all of those people that I just mentioned that she lost in her life would want her to continue, would want her to live on and not live in a life of despair, to celebrate them and to celebrate life. In fact, Linda's experiences, they exemplify the importance of having resilience, meaning the ability to bounce back and embrace our humanity. She also emphasizes how essential it is to raise our vibration. We all have energy and we all give out vibrations. And also have gratitude for the life we have now. By choosing to transition to growth rather than stay stuck in melancholy, which is so easy to do, she believes we can reflect and cultivate deeper feelings of self-worth so we work towards the future with optimism and hope. And then when you do that, that becomes very infectious for others. People are drawn to that energy, and you can really inspire others as you are inspired. She's coming to us again from beautiful Denver, Colorado. We were just having a wonderful conversation before going live. It's my honor and pleasure to welcome to Close Up Radio, Linda Wilson. Linda, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure, and I really look forward to sharing your story today on Close Up Radio.
Oh, well, it's an honor to be on the radio show with you. Thank you so much.
You are very, very welcome. You know, I just mentioned a little bit of the background, just sort of skated the surface of it. Tell us about some of the things within your life that sort of spurred you on, inspired you to do the beautiful and impactful and extraordinary work that you do today.
It started, well, between my husband and I, we traded health crises for a number of years.
Yeah.
And so we've been very blessed to have a very strong support system, both family and friends. And So everybody was always stepping in to make sure we had everything we needed. And after I lost all, you know, and it was my family, not just me, that lost all those people, I realized the real importance of being that for others. And people just came and were so supportive, so helpful. People I didn't know, had never met personally, were reaching out. I'm a person of faith, and so there was a lot of prayers and a lot of those kind of things. But just people I knew like through Facebook but had never met personally, they were texting me all the time and always reaching out to make sure that I was okay. And I went into this deep, deep, deep depression. And what really pulled me out of my depression is when my heart sister was getting divorced and she was looking for a place to live. And I'm like, well, you know, there's room here. There's always been room for her there. Even if my husband had still been alive, we had a room for her. She's family. And once she moved in, she does gift baskets. And so it was so festive. It was so joyful. There's colored shred like confetti everywhere. And she helped turn me around and make me see the beauty in life again. And I want to be able to help others find that joy, that purpose, so that they to keep moving, to keep staying with us. And everybody has a purpose. And so finding that purpose and living that purpose is what I'm here to help people do.
It's so beautiful, isn't it? It is absolutely a beautiful thing. And you have found your purpose, which isn't something that everybody does. And it's not necessarily the journey that most people would consider taking to have found the purpose, but there's a reason for everything, as we know. And I love the fact that your company name is, and your vision is, Loving Life's Journey, because that's something that I think over time we all have to realize and understand. And sometimes that comes through living life and the things that happen to us and that we deal with in our lives, where we're on the journey, but we're trying to check all the inboxes. We're trying to touch all bases. We're trying to be successful and well-received by the world in our early years. You know, all these things that are so important to us and all these things we have to do in our careers and everything else. And then life happens and we say, are we loving the journey? We're doing the journey, but are we loving it? And we get this one shot at doing it, right? We get this one shot at loving and enjoying and being passionate about it. And you've come to that determination that that's what is the essence. Tell us about Loving Life's Journey and what it actually means for you. It's a great name.
Thank you. Well, life, you know, it's full of joy and sorrow, good times and struggles. It's just, we can't grow without the struggles and without the failure. And life is full of those times. It's just this big, beautiful mess of a journey. And mine has not been smooth. It has not been pretty. And that's okay. But this is how it is for all of us. And we just need to learn to love our life along the journey. And it's something that you kind of have to grow into. I can tell you a lot of the health problems for my husband started showing up. We were only in our 30s, and it was difficult to see the joy and the path and the journey in that. We were kind of living, and you do a lot. You live in response or a reaction to things, and we weren't seeing the benefit of, you know, catching things when we did and how, okay, we can fix it, we can move forward. As you get older, you learn to draw back on those experiences. And the next crisis isn't isn't as difficult to deal with, even if it's more of a crisis, because you've already been through crisis. So the older we get, the more flexible we become.
Amazing how that is,
it's a tough way
right?
to get flexible, but, you know,
right.
that's how it works.
Kind of like a tree, yeah.
yeah, most definitely. And my mission in life is to maybe share some of my experience so people don't maybe have to go completely through the struggle. You're all going to learn from your struggle. You have to. And you have to struggle to get that growth. If you're in your comfort zone all the time, no growth happens there at all. And so if we want to be, do, and have more, we have to be willing to fail ourselves forward to that. And we might as well enjoy that part of it, because that's where the real enlightenment comes, the real growth comes, the new ideas come. And so,
yes, they do. They really, really yeah. do. And taking the time to realize that is important. Let's talk about your work as an influence. Is it Cialdini or Cialdini? How do you say that particular word?
His name is Cialdini, Dr. Robert Cialdini, and he is the godfather of influence. He has been studying ethical influence and for close to 50 years.
Sounds fascinating.
So, yeah, it is. He's an amazing, amazing man, and he has worked with all the large corporations and showing them how to ethically influence their buyers. I mean, if you go back and look at, if you remember the L'Oreal campaign,
mm-hmm.
we're expensive, but you're worth it.
Yes.
He developed that for them. And what they had come up with was, we're expensive, but we're worth it. And he said, no. They're worth it. And he can take a turn of phrase, just one small thing, and show you how to ethically influence someone in the direction you want them to go. And as a Cialdini certified professional, that's what I do. That's one of the things I do. Everything in life is about influence. You know, I mean, whether you think about it or not, we use influence all day, every day, whether it's getting our kids to clean up their room or do their homework, or showing your boss a new idea for a project or a workflow that you would like them to consider, or interviewing for a new job. Everything is influence. Mm-hmm. And what he's developed over the years is 7 principles of influence that helping people understand and ethically use those principles in everyday life. And if they want to become a certified professional and teach others, I can help them do that as well. What Dr. Cialdini is doing is he is creating a legacy for ethical influencers, and I'm honored to be a founding member in that institute and helping others reach that goal. And it's really not difficult. The principles are almost so simple. You look at them and you go, well, duh, but we don't think of them. And what his programs are doing is showing us how to think about them on an everyday level and incorporate them every day.
That's the thing, right? Exactly. So you're a certified
and to do it ethically
in that area, and ethically,
yeah,
right?
And to do it ethically, because you can use influence in the wrong way. And,
yes, as
you know,
as we see on a day-to-day basis.
Yes.
In the news.
And everything has you know, a polar opposite. That's a law. That's a universal law. And so by understanding these influence principles, we can use them in an ethical way and help others use them ethically instead of resorting to those ways that aren't.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. So you are an influence cheerleading certified professional, which is amazing. And you also have a peak performance mastermind program. That sounds exciting. Tell us about that.
Oh, this is one of my favorites. I developed this program. Some of it is content that I'm licensed in to sell, and some of it is my own. But it's a six-week group mastermind program. And for those not familiar with the term mastermind, it's an interactive program. I deliver training on a variety of topics, but then there's also live discussions about the topic each week. And the lessons are recorded so they can be revisited over and over again. And the biggest benefit to the mastermind is the weekly interaction with the other group members. Everyone hears and understands the content a little bit differently. And then in our group discussions, we all learn and grow from each other and the conversations that come out of it. And some of the members are quite familiar with personal or professional development, and they bring great insight to the discussions. And then those that are new to personal or professional growth, they also bring great insight because they see and hear things for the first time, and they see it in a way that we might have forgotten because we've progressed on. And all of those ideas coming in together, they're just of great value. And that's one of my favorite things to do, is to meet, because while I'm doing some training, what I'm really doing is facilitating the discussion between everyone. And everybody gets a turn to talk about what they get out of that week's topic, or what they learned from last week's topic and how they got to implement it. And that's what my six-week program does. And we also have a private group where we can keep those discussions going on long after the 6 weeks. And that's my favorite part, is people learn to work together as a group, and then they continue to reach out to each other and the group as a whole on things that they're working on even after the mastermind is done. And I just love that.
It's an amazing thing, isn't it? And when you get a chance to do work like this and be able to share it with others and inspire others through your own life's experiences. You're very open and authentic with that. And your role as a coach, tell us about that. I know that you also emphasize how it is incredibly essential for us to raise our vibration and have gratitude for the life we have now. You incorporate that optimism into your coaching?
Most definitely. What I do is, when I work with my clients one-on-one, it's whatever area that they want to focus on and want to improve and grow in, and then I get to ask the questions that get my client thinking about the solutions. It's not my role to provide the solution. It's my role to help them understand that they are fully resourced to do, be, and have everything they desire in their life. And even when that seems impossible and they don't believe that of themselves, they can borrow my belief in them. And I help them borrow my belief in themselves, help them raise their vibration, help them see that what they're dreaming about can happen, because you can't have that idea, that thought, if it's not possible. Because if you look at every idea in the world, everything that we have first began as a thought. So the phones we're talking on, the headset I'm using, the table I'm sitting at, the chair I'm sitting in, all of those came as a thought. And then that thought was turned into the action steps to make it happen. So if you think of something, that means you have access to all the things that you need to make that come into being. And I do that when I coach with my clients. We build on that belief and we help them determine what resources they actually need to grab onto and help them find those resources. So I'm there as a sounding board. And the most important thing for me is to build their belief in themselves, because once you have the belief that you can do it, you'll get it done.
Is that something you always knew, or did you have to live life to come to that realization?
Oh, heavens. I had to live life to come to that realization. Not all that long ago, I didn't have that belief in me. And I've been working, and all coaches have a coach. So
yes,
I've been working with my coach and mentor for 15 years. And whenever I go to try something new, that level of belief in myself goes down, and I constantly lean on him to build, I borrow on his belief until I'm ready to believe in it myself. And I've got a big project I'm working on right now, and I got the idea for it in February, and he's been there for me to lean on all the way through as I pull the ideas together. I'm actually getting ready to do a proof of concept on Monday to make sure everything I need is I haven't left anything out, and I'm going to be launching a really exciting new certification program, hopefully before the end of the year. But there's a lot of moving parts in that, and I'm just excited to have people that believe in me that I can do it. And then that's what I do with my clients. I give them that belief so that they know that they can continue to focus on that and move forward, even if they can't focus on it on a full-time basis.
That's so important and so exciting that you have the opportunity to do that, and you've really taken the experiences and moved forward. Tell us about these webinars that you have.
I've got some wonderful webinars that I've done. I mean, I do them on a variety of topics, but my favorites have been, there's one on self-care for the caregiver. And there I highlight the need for caregivers to make sure they are looking after themselves, especially if they're looking after a family member and some kind of trauma has been involved. Because the caregiver, if you're looking after a family member, you've probably also gone through that trauma in some form. And as a caregiver, you need to know it's not selfish to look after yourself. In fact, there's a condition called secondary trauma syndrome, STS, but it's not talked about much. But it needs to be accounted for. And so I've done webinars on the various aspects of secondary trauma syndrome and how they can allow themselves to care for themselves while they're caring for someone else. 'Cause one of my superpowers is showing people how they're loved, valued, and appreciated. It's one of my favorite things to do. If any of you are DISC certified folks and you understand the DISC, I'm an S, which is a very it's an emotionally supportive kind of person, and that's what I love to do, is be that emotional support for others. And so what I've done is I also do webinars for how you can show your employees, your vendors, your building staff, or your family at home, your friends, how you can show them that they are loved, valued, and appreciated by you, by your company, by the people that you interact with. And I have a program, I show them how to do that. So especially like with employee retention, even though the economy has changed quite a bit, people are still being very selective on the kind of jobs that they accept and the conditions that they're willing to work. And so keeping your talent is very important because it's very costly. Turnover is one of the most costly things a business has. And so I work with them. I do webinars for them on how to show their good talent, they're appreciated.
very important on so many levels. You know,
we
live in such turbulent times. It's more essential than ever to seek out a coach, right? And especially, you know, if we're dealing with grief. A lot of people have been dealing with grief of just the things that they've experienced the last few years of our lives.
Right. You know, grief is such a personal and individual thing, but there are groups and coaches and people that can help you through that grief. And a lot of times it's best to go outside your family and familiar circle for that. Because depending on the grief you're experiencing, those close to you are probably experiencing it as well, but it's all going to be in a very, very personal way. And one of the things, as having gone experienced grief in a number of ways, not just in loss of people I've loved, but I lost a career that I thought defined who I was. And, you know, people that lose their jobs, lose their homes, there's all different kinds of loss that leads to deep grief. And finding a support group that deals in that specific kind of grief is extremely helpful. They're run by professionals that can help you through, but you're surrounded by others that aren't going to judge you for being in grief. And that is so critical. That's so important. Grief isn't going to go away. It never does, especially in loss of loved ones. It doesn't end,
yeah.
But it does lessen. It does lessen and it does get better. But, you know, at any point in time, something could trigger you and you feel that wave of grief again, and it's okay. So if you're in a group of people who have experienced similar types of loss and you're in that grief group, they're not going to judge you and say, don't cry. They're not going to judge you to say, oh, that was a year ago. Get over it. Because you don't get over it. You get through it. But it carries with you, and it molds you going forward. And that's okay. If you're like I was, where I spent 18 months on my couch curled up in a ball doing nothing, that's not okay. If you find yourself in that kind of deep grief for an extended period of time, I would say more than 6 to 8 weeks where you're non-functional, that's the time to reach out for professional counseling help.
Right.
But know that you're going to feel some of that all, you know, it can come back at any moment and never, never goes away. You just have to learn how to incorporate it into your everyday life and be okay with working through it and living through it.
Exactly. And again, you've experienced it yourself, so you know you speak from the heart, and it's important that we all find purpose in our life. And, you know, I encourage folks to make contact with you because, as we say, by choosing that transition to growth rather than staying stuck in melancholy, you can really reflect and cultivate deeper feelings of self-worth, which lead to what you're talking about, optimism and hope. I encourage folks to go to the website as well, lindamariewilson.com. That's LindamarieWilson.com to connect with our very special guest, Linda Wilson, who has been sharing her journey, some of it with us here on the show, which is very inspiring. Linda, I can't believe the half hour went by so quickly in a New York minute, but I hope we get a chance to explore some more, maybe hear some case studies, testimonials, things of that nature. But it was a real pleasure, and I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
Oh, this has been awesome. Thank you for allowing me the platform to just let people know that life is good. It may not feel like it right now, but life is good. You're breathing. You do have people around you that love you and care about you. So And if you don't, I do. I may not know you. I may not have met you, but I do love you. So just build on that and know that. And I do say that from the bottom of my heart. I mean every word of that.
Absolutely. You sure do. You are loving life's journey fully. Keynote speaker, coach, and so much more. LindaMarieWilson.com, the website. Thank you, Linda. Really a pleasure. Hope to explore some more. That would be a pleasure as well. And you're a delight to speak with here on Close Up Radio. And we are delighted when we have our listeners around the world tuned in, as you are now. Just want to let you know that this entire episode will be archived so you can hear it again and you can share it with those you think would really benefit from a conversation like the one just had minutes ago with Linda Wilson. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. We'll be back in just a few minutes with another incredible guest celebrated around the world right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening. Bye now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.